He sent forth his word, and his word healed them and delivered them from their destructions. The word of God, which is able to save, heal, deliver, and give you your desired miracles, is coming your way now as the Living Christ Evangelical Ministries, LICEM, presents Living with Eternity in View with Reverend Oluwaseye Charles Oduwale, the General Overseer of LICEM. Listen and be blessed.
Praise the living Jesus. To God alone be all the glory, honor, and adoration for his grace and mercy which has kept us alive and which has brought us together in this episode of Living with Eternity in View. God bless you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you once again. We appreciate and honor your holy name. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, O God, for the opportunity given to us even to bring your word to your people again today. I ask, O God of heaven, that your word will come with power and with authority. Let every era, O God, be blessed. And let there be wonderful testimonies in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, everlasting Lord. Glory be to your name, O God. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have prayed. Amen. Today, I want to start a series that will take us the next few weeks, which I title, Beware of Deceitfulness of Riches. Beware of deceitfulness of riches. Hallelujah. I want us to read from the book of Proverbs chapter 28 and verse 20. A faithful man shall abide with blessings, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. Praise the living Jesus. Riches is good, and it is my prayer that God will give you in the mighty name of Jesus. It is the will of God for you to be well and to be okay. The Bible says, God maketh rich, which means it is in the power of God to make you rich. God has the power to make you wealthy. God has power to make you prosperous. And it is my prayer that this word of God will bless you and you will be prosperous in Jesus' wonderful name. The Bible says, the Lord God maketh rich. From the day of the Bible to today, God has been making people rich. The Bible says that God make Abraham rich. Abraham was very rich, but God was the one that make him rich. I want you to understand, people of God, there are different sources, different ways through which people can be made rich today. God can make you rich, and also Satan can make you rich. If you are already rich, how dare today? I want to ask you this question. Who is the one that have made you rich? Is it God or the devil? And likewise, you are aspiring to be rich in life. Who are you looking up to? Do you want to get rich through God or through Satan? I want you to understand that the riches you get from God is the only one that can sustain you for a long time, throughout your lifetime, and even after you. But if you get rich through demonic way, your riches is not guaranteed, and your life even is not secure. So it is better for you to allow God to make you rich in life. And it is my prayer that this word of God will turn your life around. Will change your perspective about what riches is all about. When Satan is the one that makes you rich, that riches will not last. And there won't be anything called legacy leaving behind you even after your death. You need to wait for God and let him make you rich. And when he makes you rich, it is very sure that your life will be very wonderful. And you will enjoy it to its fullness by his grace. The Bible says, when God makes a man rich, he had no sorrow. If you want to be rich by God, you want God to make you rich, you must always remember, you know, certain things. Number one is hardworking. You must be very serious, but very committed to your work. When you are committed to your work, God will surely bring his blessing upon those. The Bible says, the Lord will bless the work of your hand. If you don't have any work doing now, go and get work and begin to work. And the blessings of God will come upon that work. It doesn't matter what you are doing. When the blessing of God is upon your work, definitely things will turn around for you. Number two, you must avoid cheating. There is no way you will cheat. You will continue to cheat fellow human being or anybody. You must not be involved in cheating. If you are involved in cheating, the blessings of God will not come upon whatsoever you are doing. Cheating is one of the satanic ways to get people blessed. So avoid cheating. You want God to bless you. Number three, you must wait patiently for your time. I want you to understand, for everyone that God has created, that God wants to make rich in life, there is time for everybody. There is different time for every one of us. So if you don't want to go astray, you must be ready to wait for your time and allow God to bless you in his time. Number four, you must avoid covetousness. Covetousness is terrible things. That is one of the reasons why many people go into so many terrible things they do today. You must avoid it. Number five, you must fulfill all your spiritual obligations, both to God and to fellow human beings. For instance, if you are a Christian, you want God to bless you. It's very clear. There are some things that Bible has spelled out that you must follow. You must give good offering. You must pay your tithe. You must be a blessing to the poor around you, you know, and so on and so forth. There are different things that God has spelled out in the scripture that you must do if you want God to bless you. And also, you must be prudent in spending. You must not be a squander. You must be prudent in that which God has given to you. If you don't manage that which God has given to you well, if you won't give you more. So many people today are poor, not because they don't have what it takes to be blessed, or not because God has not blessed them, but because they are not prudent, they are wasters. If you want God to bless you, you want to be rich, you must be prudent in your spending. Being prudent doesn't mean that one has to be stingy. There's a difference between being prudent and being stingy. No, the two are not the same. You must be prudent. And I see God blessing you. Also, finally, you must invest wisely. You must invest wisely. You must invest wisely. This is very, very important. It's part of the things you need to do for God to bless. You must save. You must invest. I see God blessing you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Today, you've heard the word of God. By the grace of God, we are going to continue with this series next week by God's grace. We are going somewhere. And I believe by the time we are through with this, your life will never remain the same. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You've heard the word of God today. You've heard me saying to you that the blessings of the Lord make us rich and have no sorrow. And one of the ways for God to bless you is to give him, to surrender your life to him. The Bible says, you shall remember the Lord your God who gives you power to get wealth. The power to get wealth is in the hand of God. So you need to give your life to the Lord. And I want to pray this prayer with me if you are ready to do so today, which I encourage you to do. Say, Father in heaven, I'm a sinner. Please forgive me my sin. Today I confess you and I receive you, accept you as my Lord and Savior. I am born again in Jesus' name. Father, for everyone who have prayed that prayer, let their sins be forgiven and their names, O God, be written in the book of life. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Until we meet again next week, live with eternity in view. God bless you.
Worship with us at any of the branches closest to you. Lisem Ekpan, Efieki Quarters by Newton Street, Ekpan. Lisem Army Market 1, New Kingdom Army Barrack. Lisem Howoro, Railway Line by Uboro De Road, Howoro. Lisem Uwoto by Transformer off Amadino Road, Uwoto Town. Lisem Port Harcourt along NTA Road, Rumalogu along Okewalu Road. Lisem Olige, number 10, Agidi, Igbanke, Edo State. Lisem Agbo, number 6, Liver Sammy House, Agbantaye, Kuku, Agbo. For counseling and prayers, please call 080-3354-3397 or email us on livingwitheternity@yahoo.com. Come and see what God has written about your destiny.